Anybody ever been to the state fair? Just about everybody. We couldn't go this past year, of course. When I was, even to this day, my mom loves going in the animal barn. All the different, the goats and the sheep and cows, horses, and all that kind of stuff. But her favorite was always going in by the sheep. Because she would go, she'd pet them, and they were real nice and soft. And she'd stick her hand in the cage, even though the sign said you weren't supposed to. And then the sheep would come up and kind of lick her finger. And that was like her favorite thing, was to kind of be around these sheep, because they were always so nice. And when I was in the Holy Land, and Mrs. Fisher was there too, it was kind of neat because there was times where we were driving down the road, and you could see kind of on a hillside this whole big flock of sheep. And the shepherd was with them with a big staff. And you kind of picture sheep and shepherds like all nice and clean and things like that. Well, not so much. It's not an easy job being a shepherd. And they were going through. And every time I hear this gospel, I think of those images. Imagining those sheep knowing the voice of their shepherd and knowing that the shepherd cares for them and how it still holds true for us. In the parable that Jesus told of the lost sheep, what we're talking about is how much God loves us. And you know, God doesn't make a whole lot of sense. God can act very foolish. God can do things that are radical. Kind of sounds like an odd thing to say in a homily, huh? Maybe not the nicest thing. But I say that in a good sense because God doesn't operate the same way we do. He doesn't use our human logic, our human wisdom in his care for us. He goes above and beyond in ways that to us would seem foolish or reckless or senseless. God doesn't play the odds. He cares and loves for us with no bounds, with no limitations. The way we operate sometimes is we're nice to people, right? For the most part. We donate our time, our money. We give to charities. We do service hours, all these different things. But sometimes, and I can speak from experience, sometimes we think, okay, well, how much am I going to give? How much am I going to do? And as soon as it starts to get a little inconvenient, all of a sudden we kind of put a limit on what we give, right? Because now it's not so easy. Or maybe if we're going to donate some money, that means that we can't buy the gadget or the toy or the game that we want to at least right away. We're going to give up that want and put that money towards someone who doesn't have food, who doesn't have clothes. It's a sacrifice. But once we get to that point of sacrifice, it becomes harder to love because now it kind of hurts a little bit. You guys know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? Okay, I think the adults would agree. And so the example God sets for us is that we don't put any limits on our love. Now, that doesn't mean we have to give away every single thing we have and have absolutely nothing. I'm not saying that. But there's a difference between giving of our love, giving our time, whatever our talents might be, where it's nice and comfortable and convenient for us, and then going that extra step where maybe we have to make that sacrifice, even if it's a small one, where maybe we don't spend as much time doing what we want, doing something fun, a game or something like that, because we're going to do a little extra service. Maybe some of the allowance we get. We give a little bit extra because we know how much people are in need. And maybe we have to wait before we buy the thing that we're saving up for. God's love doesn't make sense because he doesn't operate the same way we do. And that's a really good thing. It's good for us that God doesn't put limits on his love, doesn't think the way we do. In the parable, he uses the example of searching for the one lost sheep. And so when they first heard this story, they would have thought, well, why would you search for one when you've got 99? What's one sheep? What's the big deal, right? But all of us, God's flock, God's sheep. Every single one of us is far too important to God to leave lost. No matter how big the flock might be, even if one is astray, God will go searching. And we know that to be true because when we were created, God searched for Adam and Eve in the garden. When we read all the stories of the Old Testament with the Jewish people, God searched for them over and over, brought them out of exile, made covenants with them. And then God searched for us so much that he became one of us. In the incarnation, when he took on flesh and Jesus dwelt among us, he searched for us to the point of becoming one of us and then died on the cross and rose again so that we could be with him forever. And now, God continues to search for us even today. How? Through the church, through coming here to pray together, celebrating Mass, through the sacraments, through our family and friends that God has put in our lives who teach us and love us and care for us, through our teachers and all the staff and the people here at school who love and care for you and want you to be the best people of faith that you can be. All of those people, all of those things, are God, or is God searching for you? And so the lesson then today is twofold. One, Jesus is reminding us that God will never, ever, ever give up on us. He'll never forget us. He'll never say, they're way far away. They're lost. Who cares? Maybe I'll find it one day. God will never think that. We'll always, always search for you. But the second part to this gospel is let's not make it hard on God. Let's be easy to find. And how are we easy to find? Well, it's when we come here. It's when we take time to talk to God in prayer and build that relationship. When we come here in adoration and we sit with Jesus while he's on the altar, that's finding God. When we do the service hours, when we donate of time, money, whatever it might be, because we're caring for another person, whether they're a stranger or a friend, that's when we find God. And so as much as God searches for us, it's important that we look for him. And on those days where maybe it's a hard day and you feel lost and you wonder where God is, just be still. If you can, come in here to church. Maybe find a nice place in your home, but just be still and let God find you. Instead of running around, like if you're playing at recess, if you're wondering where God is, all you have to do is be still and say, God, I'm right here. And he will find you and he will give you peace. And we know that to be true from today's gospel and from all the blessings that he's given all of us, and the examples that we all could share with one another. So know this, God loves each and every one of us like we're the only person that exists in this whole world, because he made us in his image and likeness, and he wants only to be our friends.